Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of November 20th. I'm actually recording this Tuesday afternoon, but like Thoreau said, morning is when I am awake and there is a dawn in me. To him whose elastic and vigorous thought keeps pace with the sun, the day is a perpetual morning. Well, there you go. The DNR is going to hold an informational public meeting in Ashland Wednesday, November 29th to discuss Lake Superior fisheries management. The meeting will be at Vaughan Public Library starting at 6 p.m. They're going to discuss population status updates for Cisco and Lake Whitefish and a proposed new lake trout quota increase and whatever rule changes have to go along with that. There will be an opportunity for participants to discuss any fisheries management topic that they're interested in. If you'd like more information, go to the DNR's website and check the calendar of events, or you can call 715-331-9036. The 2024 State Park and Forest Annual Admission Stickers and Trail Passes go on sale Friday, November 24th. For more information, go to the DNR's website and search Vehicle Admission Sticker. The DNR's Office of Applied Science is asking for your help this fall and winter to identify potentially active bear dens. It is collecting den location data for the Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey. The DNR will use the information in bear management decisions, including harvest quotas. To learn more, go to the DNR's website and search Reporting a Bear Den. To the fishing report. Muskie fishing is good to very good and probably will be until ice up. Late fall's the time for big muskies, and anglers are boating some nice fish right now. Look around shallow weeds and weed lines that hold panfish and baitfish and on break lines leading to deep water. Suckers are the way to go, but anglers are also catching muskies on big cast and trolled artificials, as well as vertical jigging. Muskie season closes December 31st. Walleye anglers who are still fishing are doing well as the fish pursue panfish and baitfish that are moving into shallow weeds and looking for cover. Late afternoon into evening is your best shot, but during the day, work any nearby deeper water. Walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs or under slip bobbers are catching them, but don't overlook crankbaits and stick baits. Northern pike fishing is good to very good. Look for pike on shallow to extremely shallow weed edges that offer deep water nearby. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, fatheads, and crappie minnows will all catch pike, and large jerk baits and spoons can do the trick too. Use bigger baits for trophy pike. Crappie fishing's good to very good. Fish are moving towards shallow weed lines and weed edges in 4 to 12 feet, but sticking near deep water. However, some fish are still in deep basins and on the deep weed edges. So you just got to look around. Crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs or plain hooks under slip bobbers work well, as do small spoons, beetle spins, and crankbaits. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good in and around shallow weeds, weed lines, wood, brush, and cribs. Waxy spikes, minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks. Fish with or without slip bobbers are doing the job. Upcoming events. Well, gun deer season is underway, and it ends November 26th, so get them while you can. Turkey season opened in the northern zone, in zones 1 through 5 on November 18th, and it will stay open until January 7th. Duck season closes in the northern zone November 21st. Thanksgiving Day this Thursday, full moon on the 26th. Muzzleloader season runs from November 27th to December 6th. November 29th is the closing date of mourning dove season. On November 29th, the DNR is holding a public meeting on Lake Superior Fishery Management. I already talked all about that. Anyway, Ashland Public Library, 6 p.m. on the 29th. Walleye season is going to close on the Chippewa flowage and the Chippewa River down to the Arpin Dam on November 30th. You got your four-day antlerless only deer hunt, your last chance hunt, December 7th through the 10th. December 10th is also your application deadline for spring turkey permits and black bear. Goose season is going to close in the northern zone December 16th. The actual first day of winter is December 21st, and that's also the shortest day of the year. Another full moon coming up December 26th, and then musky season closes December 31st. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in our neighborhood, go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com, where you can see the snazzy calendar of events. That thing is compendious, and it is updated every minute. If you have a question, call us down at the office. You can reach me on the Hayward Lakes line at 715-634-4801 or call the Chamber line at 715-634-8662, and you might get the lovely kitty. If you're hunting, good luck to you. I've been skunked so far, but I don't give up easy. Go get them.